This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Afghan officials are counting votes after Saturday's presidential election that was held amid repeated threats by the Taliban. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump may include hearing from his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. AP's Tim McGuire has the story.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells ABC's This Week he'll only cooperate with the House impeachment effort if Trump agrees.
If he decides that he wants me to testify, of course I'll testify.
Central to the investigation is the effort by Giuliani to have Ukraine conduct a corruption probe into Joe Biden and his son's dealings with a Ukrainian energy company. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, also on ABC's This Week, says he doesn't know yet if the committee should hear from the former New York City mayor.
We'll make that decision down the road after we determined all the facts that he was involved in.
Members of Schiff's committee have been told to be prepared to return to Washington during their two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong protests turned violent on Sunday in some of the most widespread violence in more than 3 months of anti-government unrest. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Proudly flying the Chinese flag, around 200 Hong Kongers from pro-Beijing groups rallied across the city ahead of Chinese National Day on Tuesday. Some demonstrators calling for the end of opposition protests, which have gripped the city for months.
I'm proud as a Chinese. I'm proud living in Hong Kong.
Meantime, anti-Chinese protesters were flying flags from across the globe
to give pressures upon the Beijing government not to carry them anymore.
But their march quickly descended into chaos, with some of the most violent scenes in more than 3 months of civil unrest. Protesters threw petrol bombs and bricks at government buildings. Riot police fired water cannon with blue dye to easily identify protesters, as well as rubber bullets and rounds of tear gas.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy. Sunday was the annual Tunnel to Towers run in New York City. It retraces the steps of firefighter Stephen Siller, who died in the September 11th attacks after running through the tunnel from Brooklyn to Ground Zero to rescue people. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Several of the runners were firefighters who wore their full gear, like Newark Fire Department Captain Anthony Tarantino.
It's one of the best days of my life, only because we get to celebrate and not forget what the people did, firefighters, construction workers, police, EMS, during 9/11.
Michigan firefighter Casper Vandekar says Siller was a hero.
The motivation that he had to not stop running and to get there as fast as he could to help his brothers and sisters and all the people in the towers.
Money raised goes to the families of first responders and military members killed in the line of duty. Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of Russians jammed into a central Moscow square Sunday as opposition groups sought to regain momentum following a summer of demonstrations against Russia's political system. The event was the first time that anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny has appeared at a demonstration since he was released from jail last month. He had been held for 30 days for repeatedly organizing unauthorized public gatherings. Hurricane Lorenzo lost some force Sunday, weakening to a Category 4 storm and briefly escalating to Category 5 late Saturday. The National Hurricane Center says the powerful storm is expected to pass over or near the Azores, the group of Portuguese islands about 1,400 kilometers west of Portugal, on Tuesday. The center says steady weakening is expected over the next few days, but Lorenzo is still expected to be a potent hurricane in a couple of days. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.